We are experiencing a bit of a January thaw across the area today. Temperatures have warmed up into the 40s in most locations, and a few spots have hit the 50-degree mark. So it feels pretty nice after all of the cold that we have had around here lately. Cold weather, though, will return over the weekend following a storm that brings rain tonight into tomorrow. It turns wintry tomorrow night as that cold air returns, and it's going to be on the chilly side moving right through next week. So first things first, we're going to talk about the rain that will arrive tonight, periods of rain that will be heavy at times later tonight into the day tomorrow. Now with the heavy rain falling and snow melt occurring because of all these warm temperatures, there is potential for flooding in our area. If you happen to have a basement prone to flooding, be aware of that. If you live near a river, ice jams will be a likely possibility as well. Another thing I'll mention is if you happen to have a storm drain located near your property, it's a good idea to maybe get outside, chip away some of that snow and ice to make sure that the water has a place to go. That will prevent big puddles from forming on the roads. So we have flooding concerns tomorrow. Also, fog concerns. That warm air over the cold snowpack is likely to result in some areas of locally dense fog. So that's another concern if you are traveling during the day on Friday. And then concerns turn to ice tomorrow night as cold air will work in from northwest to southeast. It will arrive before midnight for areas to the north and west of the capital region. So basically for I-90 north, I-87 west, those areas are going to ice up during the evening hours. The freezing line arrives in Albany around midnight tomorrow night, and then it will move to the south and southeast of Albany after midnight, but before Saturday morning. So with all of that cold air rushing in, anything that's wet, which will pretty much be everything, will ice up. So that's going to be a concern on the roads. And of course, with precipitation still occurring, the rain will transition to a period of icing tomorrow night. Icing may result in some power outages due to ice accretion. Of course, the ice will also build up on the roadways. And then as the colder air continues to work in, ice will end as a period of sleet and snow later tomorrow night into Saturday morning. Accumulations at this point look to be in the light to moderate range. Snow amounts will be a bit heavier, though, far to the north and west. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with rain developing, areas of fog, temperatures in the 40s to near 50. Tomorrow, periods of heavy rain with areas of dense fog, high 50 to 55. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with rain developing, areas of fog, temperatures in the 40s to near 50. Tomorrow, periods of heavy rain and areas of dense fog, high 50 to 55. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, rain developing with areas of fog, temperatures in the 40s to near 50. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of heavy rain and areas of dense fog, with highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, rain developing with areas of fog, temperatures in the 40s to near 50. Tomorrow, periods of heavy rain and areas of dense fog, with highs in the 50s. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a morning wintry mix, temperatures dropping into the 20s and teens, partly sunny and cold on Sunday, with highs in the single digits and teens. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.